The Psalms of Solomon.
I cried out to the Lord when I was severely troubled,
to God when sinners set upon me. Suddenly the clamor of war was heard before me. He will hear me, for I am full of righteousness. I considered in my heart that I was full of righteousness, for I had prospered and had many children. Their wealth was extended to the whole earth, and their glory to the ends of the earth. They exalted themselves to the stars, said that they would never fall. They were arrogant in their possessions, and they did not acknowledge God. Their sins were in secret, and even I did not know. Their lawless actions surpassed the Gentiles before them. They completely profaned the sanctuary of the Lord. Arrogantly, the sinner broke down the strong walls with a battering ram, and you did not interfere. Gentile foreigners went up to your place of sacrifice. They arrogantly trampled it with their sandals. Because the sons of Jerusalem defiled the sanctuary of the Lord, they were profaning the offerings of God with lawless acts. Because of these things, he said, "Remove them far from me. They are not sweet-smelling." The beauty of his glory was despised before God. It was completely disgraced. The sons and the daughters were in harsh captivity, their neck in a seal, a spectacle among the Gentiles. He did this to them according to their sins, so that he abandoned them to the hands of those who prevailed, for he turned away his face from their mercy, from young and old, and their children once again. For they sinned once again by not listening, and the heavens were weighed down, and the earth despised them, for no one on earth had done what they did. And the earth shall know all your righteous judgments, O God. They set up the sons of Jerusalem for derision because of her prostitutes. Everyone passing by entered in broad daylight. They derided their lawless actions even in comparison to what they themselves were doing. Before the sun they held up their unrighteousness to contempt, and the daughters of Jerusalem were available to all according to your judgments, because they defiled themselves with improper intercourse. My heart and my belly are troubled over these things. I shall prove you right, O God, in uprightness of heart, for your judgments are right, O God. For you have rewarded the sinners according to their actions, sinned according to their extremely wicked sins. You have exposed their sins, that your judgment might be evident. You have obliterated their memory from the earth. God is a righteous judge, and he will not be impressed by appearances. For the Gentiles insulted Jerusalem, trampling her down. He dragged her beauty down from the throne of glory. She put on sackcloth instead of beautiful clothes, a rope around her head instead of a crown. She took off the wreath of glory which God had put on her. In dishonor, her beauty was thrown down to the ground. And so I saw and implored the Lord's presence and said, "Let it be enough, Lord, to make your hand heavy on Jerusalem, by bringing Gentiles upon her." For they ridiculed her and did not refrain in anger and vicious rage. And they will be finished unless you, Lord, censure the Gentiles in your anger, for they have not done it in zeal, but in emotional passion, to pour out their anger against us and plunder. Do not delay, O God, to repay them on their heads, to declare dishonorable the arrogance of the dragon. And I did not wait long until God showed me his insolence, pierced on the mountain of Egypt, more despised than the smallest thing on earth and sea. His body was carried about on the waves in much shame, and there was no one to bury him, for God had despised him with contempt. He did not consider that he was a man, for the latter did not consider this. He said, "I shall be Lord of land and sea," and he did not understand that it is God who is great, powerful in his great strength. He is king in the heavens, judging even kings and rulers, raising me up to glory, but putting to sleep the arrogant for eternal destruction and dishonor, because they did not know him. And now, officials of the earth, see the judgment of the Lord, that he is a great and righteous king, judging what is under heaven. Praise God, you who fear the Lord with understanding, for the Lord's mercy is upon those who fear him with judgment, to separate between the righteous and the sinner, to repay sinners forever according to their actions, and to have mercy on the righteous, keeping him from the humiliation of the sinner, and to repay the sinner for what he has done to the righteous. For the Lord is good to those who persistently call upon him, to treat his devout in accordance with his mercy, to bring them constantly before him in strength. Praised be the Lord forever before his servants. Why do you sleep, soul, and do not praise the Lord? Sing a new song to God, who is worthy to be praised. Sing and be aware of how he is aware of you, for a good song to God is from a glad heart. The righteous remember the Lord all the time by acknowledging and proving the Lord's judgments right. The righteous does not lightly esteem discipline from the Lord. His desire is to be always in the Lord's presence. The righteous stumbles and proves the Lord right. He falls and watches for what God will do about him. He looks to where his salvation comes from. The confidence of the righteous comes from God, their Savior. Sin after sin does not visit the house of the righteous. The righteous constantly searches his house to remove his unintentional sins. He atones for sins of ignorance by fasting and humbling his soul, and the Lord will cleanse every devout person in his house. The sinner stumbles and curses his life, the day of his birth and his mother's pains. He adds sin upon sin in his life. He falls. His fall is serious, and he will not get up. The destruction of the sinner is forever, and he will not be remembered when God looks after the righteous. This is the share of sinners forever. But those who fear the Lord shall rise up to eternal life, and their life shall be in the Lord's light, and it shall never end. Why are you sitting in the council of the devout, you profaner, and your heart is far from the Lord, provoking the God of Israel by law-breaking, excessive in words, excessive in appearance above everyone? He who is harsh in words is in condemning sinners at judgment, and his hand is the first one against him as if in zeal. Yet he himself is guilty of a variety of sins and intemperance. His eyes are on every woman indiscriminately. His tongue lies when swearing a contract. At night and in hiding, he sins as if no one saw. With his eyes, he speaks to every woman of illicit affairs. He is quick to enter graciously every house as though innocent. May God remove from the devout those who live in hypocrisy. May his flesh decay and his life be impoverished. May God expose the deeds of those who try to impress people and expose their deeds with ridicule and contempt. And the devout will prove their God's judgment to be right when sinners are driven out from the presence of the righteous. Those who please men, who deceitfully quote the law, and their eyes are on a man's peaceful house, as a serpent destroys the wisdom of others with criminal words. His words are deceitful, that he may accomplish his evil desires. He did not stop until he succeeded in scattering them as orphans. He devastated a house because of his criminal desire. He deceived with words as if there were no one to see and to judge. He is satiated with lawless actions at one place, and then his eyes are on another house, to destroy it with agitating words. With all his soul, like Hades, is not satisfied. Lord, let his part be in disgrace before you. May he go out groaning and return cursing. Lord, may his life be in pain and poverty and anxiety. May his sleep be painful and his awakening be anxious. May sleep be taken away from his temples at night. May he fail disgracefully in all the work of his hands. May he return to his house empty-handed. May his house lack everything. Let it not satisfy his soul. May his old age be in lowly childlessness until his removal. May the flesh of those who try to impress people be scattered by wild animals, and the bones of the criminals lie dishonored out in the sun. Let crows peck out the eyes of the hypocrites, for they disgracefully empty many people's houses and greedily scatter them. They have not remembered God, nor have they feared God in all these things, but they have angered God and provoked him. May he banish them from the earth, for they defrauded innocent people by pretense. Blessed are those who fear God in their innocence. The Lord shall save them from deceitful and sinful people, and save us from every evil snare. May God banish those who arrogantly commit all kinds of unrighteousness, for the Lord our God is a great and powerful judge in righteousness. Lord, let your mercy be upon all those who love you. Lord God, I will joyfully praise your name among those who know your righteous judgments, for you are good and merciful, the shelter of the poor. When I cry out to you, do not ignore me. For no one takes plunder away from a strong man, so who is going to take anything from all that you have done unless you give it? For an individual and his fate are in the scale before you. He cannot add any increase contrary to your judgment, O God. When we are persecuted, we call on you for help, and you will not turn away from our prayer, for you are our God. Do not weigh down your hand upon us, lest under duress we sin. Even if you do not restore us, we will not stay away, but will come to you. For if I am hungry, I will cry out to you, O God, and you will give me something. You feed the birds and the fish, and you send rain in the wilderness, that the grass may sprout, to provide pasture in the wilderness for every living thing. And if they are hungry, they will lift up their face to you. You feed kings and rulers and peoples, O God, and who is the hope of the poor and the needy, if not you, Lord? And you will listen, for who is good and kind but you, making the humble person happy by opening your hand in mercy? Human kindness comes sparingly, and tomorrow, and if it comes a second time without complaint, this is remarkable. But your gift is abundantly good and rich, and the one whose hope is in you will not be lacking gifts. Lord, your mercy is upon the whole world in goodness. Happy is the person whom God remembers with a moderate sufficiency, for if one is excessively rich, he sins. Moderate wealth is adequate with righteousness, for with this comes the Lord's blessing, to be more than satisfied with righteousness. Those who fear the Lord are happy with good things. In your kingdom, your goodness is upon Israel. May the glory of the Lord be praised, for he is our King. Happy is the man whose heart is ready to call on the name of the Lord. When he remembers the name of the Lord, he will be saved. His ways are directed by the Lord, and the works of his hands are protected by the Lord, his God. His soul will not be disturbed by the vision of evil dreams. He will not be frightened when crossing rivers or rough seas. He gets up from his sleep and blesses the name of the Lord. When his heart is at rest, he sings in honor of his God's name. He prays to the Lord for all his household, and the Lord has heard the prayers of all who fear God. And the Lord fulfills every request from the soul that hopes in him. Praised is the Lord who shows mercy to those who truly love him. Do not move away from us, O God, lest those who hate us without cause should attack us. For you have rejected them, O God, and do not let their feet trample your holy inheritance. Discipline us as you wish, but do not turn us over to the Gentiles. For if you sent death himself, you would give him special instructions about us. For you are kind and will not be angry enough to destroy us. While your name lives among us, we shall receive mercy. And the Gentile will not overcome us, for you are our protection, and we will call upon you, and you will hear us. For you will have compassion on the people, Israel, forever, and you will not reject them. And we are under your yoke forever, and under the whip of your discipline, you will direct us in the time of your support, showing mercy to the house of Jacob on the day when you promised it to them. My ear heard distress, and the sound of war, the blast of the trumpet, sounding slaughter and destruction, the sound of many people as of a violent storm, as a raging firestorm sweeping through the wilderness. And I said to my heart, where then will God judge it? I heard a sound in Jerusalem, the holy city. My stomach was crushed at what I heard. My knees are weak. My heart was afraid. My bones shook like reeds. I said, they directed their ways in righteousness. I thought about the judgments of God since the creation of heaven and earth. I proved God right in his judgments in ages past. God exposed their sins in the full light of day. The whole earth knew the righteous judgments of God. In secret places, underground, was their lawbreaking, provoking him. Son involved with mother, and father with daughter. Everyone committed adultery with his neighbor's wife. They made agreements with them and with an oath about these things. They stole from the sanctuary of God, as if there were no redeeming heir. They walked on the place of sacrifice of the Lord, coming from all kinds of uncleanness, and coming with menstrual blood on them. They defiled the sacrifices as if they were common meat. There was no sin they left undone in which they did not surpass the Gentiles. Because of this, God mixed them a drink of a wavering spirit, and gave them a cup of undiluted wine to make them drunk. He brought someone from the end of the earth who attacks in strength. He declared war against Jerusalem and her land. The leaders of the country met with him with joy. They said to him, "May your way be blessed. Come, enter in peace." They graded the rough road before his coming. They opened the gate to Jerusalem. They crowned her city walls. He entered in peace as a father enters his son's house. He set his feet securely. He captured the fortified towers and the wall of Jerusalem, for God led him in securely while they wavered. He killed their leaders and every man and wise in council. He poured out blood, the blood of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, like dirty water. He led away their sons and daughters, those profanely spawned. They acted according to their uncleanness, just as their ancestors. They defiled Jerusalem and the things that had been consecrated to the name of God. God was proven right in his condemnation of the nations of the earth, and the devout of God are like innocent lambs among them. Worthy of praise is the Lord who judges the whole earth in his righteousness. See now, God, you have shown us how you rightly judge. Our eyes have seen your judgments, O God. We have proven your name right, which is honored forever. For you are the Lord God of righteousness, judging Israel in discipline. O God, turn your mercy upon us and be compassionate to us. Bring together the dispersed of Israel with mercy and goodness, for your faithfulness is with us. For we stiffen our necks, but you are the one who disciplines us. Do not neglect us, our God, lest the Gentiles devour us as if there were no Redeemer. But you have been our God from the beginning, and on you we have hoped, Lord. And we will not leave you, for your judgments are upon us good. May you be pleased with us and our children forever. Lord, our Savior, we will not be troubled at the end of time. Worthy of praise is the Lord for his judgments by the mouth of the devout, and may Israel be blessed by the Lord forever. When Israel was taken into exile to a foreign country, when they neglected the Lord who had redeemed them, and they were expelled from the inheritance which the Lord had given them, the dispersion of Israel was among every nation according to the saying of God, that your righteousness might be proven right, O God, in our lawless actions. For you are a righteous judge over all the peoples of the earth. For none that do evil shall be hidden from your knowledge, and the righteousness of your devout is before you, Lord. Where then will a person hide himself from your knowledge, O God? Our works are in the choosing and power of our souls, to do right and wrong in the works of our hands. And in your righteousness you oversee human beings. The one who does what is right saves up for life for himself with the Lord, and the one who does what is wrong causes his own life to be destroyed. For the Lord's righteous judgments are according to the individual and the household. To whom will you be good, O God, except those who call upon the name of the Lord? He will cleanse from sins the soul in confessing, in restoring, so that for all these things the shame is on us, and it shows on our faces. And whose sins will he forgive except those who have sinned? You bless the righteous, and do not accuse them for what they sinned. And your goodness is upon those that sinned when they repent. And now you are God, and we are the people whom you have loved. Look, and be compassionate, O God of Israel, for we are yours. And do not take away your mercy from us, lest they set upon us. For you chose the descendants of Abraham above all the nations, and put your name upon us, Lord, and it will not cease forever. You made a covenant with our ancestors concerning us, and we hope in you, and we turn our soul toward you. May the mercy of the Lord be upon the house of Israel forevermore. Happy is the man whom the Lord remembers with rebuking, and protects from the evil way with a whip, that he may be cleansed from the sin, and it may not increase. The one who prepares his back for the whip shall be purified, for the Lord is good to those who endure discipline. For he will straighten the ways of the righteous, and will not bend them by discipline. And the mercy of the Lord is upon those who truly love him. And the Lord will remember his servants in mercy. For the testimony of it is in the law of the eternal covenant, and the testimony of the Lord is in the ways of men in his supervision. Our Lord is just and holy in his judgments forever, and Israel shall praise the Lord's name in joy, and the devout shall give thanks in the assembly of the people. And God will be merciful to the poor, to the joy of Israel, for God is good and merciful forever. And the synagogues of Israel will glorify the Lord's name. The Lord's salvation be upon the house of Israel, that they may be happy forevermore. Sound in Zion the signal trumpet of the sanctuary. Announce in Jerusalem the voice of one bringing good news. For God has been merciful to Israel in watching over them. Stand on a high place, Jerusalem, and look at your children, from the east and the west, assembled together by the Lord. From the north they come in the joy of their Lord. From far distant lands God has assembled them. He flattened high mountains into level ground for them. The hills fled at their coming. The forests shaded them as they passed by. God made every fragrant tree to grow before them, so that Israel might proceed under the supervision of the glory of their God. Jerusalem, put on the clothes of your glory. Prepare the robe of your holiness, for God has spoken well of Israel forevermore. May the Lord do what he has spoken about Israel and Jerusalem. May the Lord lift up Israel in the name of his glory. May the mercy of the Lord be upon Israel forevermore. Lord, save my soul from the criminal and wicked man, from the criminal and slandering tongue that speaks lies and deceit. The words of the wicked man's tongue are twisted so many ways. There is a fire among a people which scorches its beauty. His visit falls, fills homes with a false tongue, cuts down trees of joy, inflaming criminals. By slander he incites homes to fighting. May God remove the lips of the criminals in confusion far from the innocent, and may the bones of the slanderers be scattered far from those who fear the Lord. May he destroy the slanderous tongues in flaming fire far from the devout. May the Lord protect the quiet person who hates injustice. May the Lord guide the person who lives peaceably in his home. May the salvation of the Lord be upon Israel, his servant, forever. May the wicked perish once and for all from before the Lord, and may the Lord's devout inherit the Lord's promises. The right hand of the Lord covered me. The right hand of the Lord spared me. The arm of the Lord saved us from the sword that passes through, from famine and the sinner's death. Wild animals attacked them viciously. They tore their flesh with their teeth and crushed their bones with their molars. The Lord protected us from meeting all these things. The godless person was terrified by his mistakes, lest he be taken along with the sinners. For the destruction of the sinner is terrible, but nothing shall harm the righteous, all of these things. For the discipline of the righteous, for things done in ignorance, it is not the same as the destruction of the sinners. In secret the righteous are disciplined, lest the sinner gloat over the righteous. For he will admonish the righteous as a beloved son, and his discipline is as for a firstborn. For the Lord will spare his devout, and he will wipe away their mistakes with discipline. For the life of the righteous goes on forever, but sinners shall be taken away to destruction, and no memory of them will ever be found. But the Lord's mercy is upon the devout, and his mercy is upon those who fear him. The Lord is faithful to those who truly love him, to those who endure his discipline, to those who live in righteousness of his commandments, in the law which he has commanded for our life. The Lord's devout shall live by it forever. The Lord's paradise, the trees of life, are his devout ones. Their planting is firmly rooted forever. They shall not be uprooted as long as the heavens shall last. For Israel is the portion and inheritance of God. But not so are sinners and criminals, who love to spend the days in sharing their sin. Their enjoyment is brief and decaying, and they do not remember God. For the ways of men are known before him always, and he knows the secrets of the heart before they happen. Therefore their inheritance is Hades, and darkness and destruction. And they will not be found on the day for mercy for the righteous, but the devout of the Lord will inherit life and happiness. When I was persecuted, I called on the Lord's name. I expected the help of Jacob's God, and I was saved. For you, O God, are the hope and refuge of the poor. For who, O God, is strong except he who confesses you in truth? And what person is powerful except he who confesses your name? A new psalm with song, a happy heart. The fruit of the lips with the tuned instrument of the tongue. The first fruits of the lips are from a devout and righteous heart. The one who does these things will never be disturbed by evil. The flame of fire and anger against the unrighteous shall not touch him, when it goes out from the Lord's presence against sinners, to destroy the sinner's every assurance. For God's mark is on the righteous for their salvation. Famine and sword and death shall be far from the righteous, for they will retreat from the devout like those pursued by famine, but they shall pursue sinners and overtake them. For those who act lawlessly shall not escape the Lord's judgment. They shall be overtaken as those experienced in war. For on their forehead is the mark of destruction. And the inheritance of sinners is destruction and darkness, and their lawless actions shall pursue them below into Hades. Their inheritance shall not be found for their children, for lawless action shall devastate the homes of sinners, and sinners shall perish forever on the day of the Lord's judgment, when God oversees the earth at his judgment. But those who fear the Lord find mercy in it, and they shall live by their God's mercy. But sinners shall perish for all time. When my soul slumbered, I was far away from the Lord, wretched for a time. I sank into sleep, far from God. For a moment my soul was poured out to death. I was near the gates of Hades with the sinners. Thus my soul was drawn away from the Lord God of Israel. Unless the Lord had come to my aid with his everlasting mercy. He jabbed me as a horse is goaded to keep it awake. My Savior and Protector at all times saved me. I will give thanks to you, O God, who came to my aid for my salvation, and who did not count me with the sinners for my destruction. Do not take your mercy away from me, O God, nor your memory from my heart until death. Restrain me, O God, from sordid sin, from every evil woman who seduces the foolish, and may the beauty of a criminal woman not deceive me, nor anyone subject to useless sin. Direct the works of my hands before you, and protect my steps in your remembrance. Protect my tongue and my lips with the words of truth. Put anger and thoughtless rage far from me. Put grumbling and discouragement and persecution far from me. If I sin, discipline me that I may return. With approval and happiness, support my soul. When you strengthen my soul, what has been given is enough for me. For if you do not give strength, who can endure discipline and poverty? When a person is tried by his mortality, your testing is in his flesh, and in the difficulty of poverty. If the righteous endures all these things, he will receive mercy from the Lord. Lord, you are a king forevermore. For in you, O God, does our soul take pride. How long is the time of a person's life on the earth? As is his time, so also is his hope in him. But we hope in God our Savior, for the strength of our God is forever with mercy, and the kingdom of our God is forever over the nations in judgment. Lord, you chose David to be king over Israel, and swore to him about his descendants forever, that his kingdom should not fail before you. Because of our sins, sinners rose up against us. They set upon us and drove us out. Those to whom you did not make the promise, they took away from us by force, and they did not glorify your honorable name. With pomp they set up a monarchy because of their arrogance. They despoiled the throne of David with arrogant shouting. But you, O God, overthrew them and uprooted their descendants from the earth. For if there rose up against them a man alien to our race, you rewarded them, O God, according to their sin. It happened to them according to their actions. According to their actions, God showed no mercy to them. He hunted down their descendants, and did not let even one of them go. The Lord is faithful in all his judgments, which he makes in the world. The lawless one laid waste our land, so that no one inhabited it. He massacred young and old, and children at the same time. In his blameless wrath he expelled them to the west, and he did not spare even the officials of the countrymen from ridicule, as the enemy was a stranger. And his heart alien to our God, he acted arrogantly. So he did in Jerusalem all the things that Gentiles do for their gods in their cities. And the children of the covenant living among the Gentile rabble adopted these practices. No one among them in Jerusalem acted with mercy or truth. Those who loved the assemblies of the devout fled from them, as sparrows fled from their nests. They became refugees in the wilderness to save their lives from evil. The life of even one who was saved from them was precious in the eyes of the exiles. They were scattered over the whole earth by these lawless ones. For the heavens withheld rain from falling on the earth. Springs were stopped from the perennial springs far underground to those in the high mountains. For there was no one among them who practiced righteousness or justice. From their leader to the commonest of the people, they were in every kind of sin. The king was a criminal, and the judge disobedient, and the people sinners. See, Lord, and raise up for them their king, the son of David, to rule over your servant Israel, in the time known to you, O God. Undergird him with the strength to destroy the unrighteous rulers, to purge Jerusalem from Gentiles who trample her to destruction, in wisdom and in righteousness to drive out the sinners from the inheritance, to smash the arrogance of sinners like a potter's jar, to shatter all their substance with an iron rod, to destroy the unlawful nations with the word of his mouth. At his warning, the nations will flee from his presence, and he will condemn sinners by the thoughts of their hearts. He will gather a holy people whom he will lead in righteousness, and he will judge the tribes of the people that have been made holy by the Lord their God. He will not tolerate unrighteousness, even to pause among them, and any person who knows wickedness shall not live with them, for he shall know them, that they are all children of their God. He will distribute them upon the land according to their tribes, and the alien and the foreigner will no longer live near them. He will judge peoples and nations in the wisdom of his righteousness. And he will have Gentile nations serving him under his yoke. And he will glorify the Lord in a place prominent above the whole earth. And he will purge Jerusalem and make it holy, as it was even from the beginning. For nations to come from the ends of the earth to see his glory, to bring as gifts her children who had been driven out, and to see the glory of the Lord, with which God has glorified her, that he will be a righteous king over them, taught by God. There will be no unrighteousness among them in his days, and for all shall be holy, and their king shall be the Lord Messiah. For he will not rely on horse and rider and bow, nor will he collect gold and silver for war, nor will he build up hope in a multitude for a day of war. The Lord himself is his king, the hope of the one who has a strong hope in God. He shall be compassionate to all the nations who reverently stand before him. He will strike the earth with the word of his mouth forever. He will bless the Lord's people with wisdom and happiness, and he himself will be free from sin in order to rule a great people. He will expose officials and drive out sinners by the strength of his word, and he will not weaken in his days, relying upon his God, for God made him powerful in the Holy Spirit, and wise in the counsel of understanding, with strength and righteousness, and the blessing of the Lord will be with him in strength, and he will not weaken. His hope will be in the Lord. Then who will succeed against him, mighty in his actions, and strong in the fear of God, faithfully and righteously shepherding the Lord's flock? He will not let any of them stumble in their pasture. He will lead them in all in holiness. And there will be no arrogance among them, that any should be oppressed. This is the beauty of the King of Israel, which God knew, to raise him over the house of Israel, to discipline it. His words will be purer than the finest gold, the best. He will judge the peoples in the assemblies, the tribes of the sanctified. His words will be as the words of the holy ones among sanctified peoples. Blessed are those born in those days, to see the good fortune of Israel, which God will bring to pass in the assembly of the tribes. May God dispatch his mercy to Israel. May he deliver us from the pollution of profane enemies. The Lord himself is our King forevermore. O Lord, your mercy is upon the works of your hands forever. You show your goodness to Israel with a rich gift. Your eyes are watching over them, and none of them will be in need. Your ears listen to the hopeful prayer of the poor. Your compassionate judgments are over the whole world, and your love is for the descendants of Abraham, an Israelite. Your discipline for us is as for a firstborn son, an only child, to divert the perceptive person from unintentional sins. May God cleanse Israel for the day of mercy and blessing, for the appointed day when his Messiah will reign. Blessed are those born in those days to see the good things of the Lord, which he will do for the coming generation, which will be under the rod of discipline of the Lord Messiah, in the fear of his God, in wisdom of spirit, and of righteousness, and of strength, to direct people in righteous acts, in the fear of God, to set them all in the fear of the Lord, a good generation living in the fear of God, in the days of mercy. Our God is great and glorious, living in the highest heavens. Who arranges the stars into orbits to mark the time of the hours from day to day? And they have not deviated from their course, which he has appointed for them. Their course each day is in the fear of God, from the day God created them forever. And they have not wandered from the day he created them. From ancient generations, they have not veered off their course, except when God directed them by the command of his servants.